A big show of U.S. support. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're seeing that when it comes to Russia's war aims, Russia is failing. Ukraine has succeeded.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after going to Kyiv for face-to-face talks with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was also there as the U.S. pledges another $165 million worth of ammunition.
And we are doing everything that we can to get them the types of support, the types of artillery and munitions that will be effective in this stage of the fight.
And after their visit, Russia's been attacking areas of western Ukraine, including Lviv.
We've heard the air raid sirens going off all morning, and Ukraine's National Railway is now saying that five train stations came under fire this morning with unconfirmed reports of casualties. And this is all happening as the U.S. Secretary of State and Defense just used trains to visit Ukraine.
That's Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. France's president has been reelected. Emmanuel Macron defeated nationalist Marine Le Pen, but he admits
that many people tonight voted for me not to support my ideals, but to block the far right.
It's back to court today for former President Trump's lawyers in New York.
Former President Donald Trump could learn today if he'll have to pay a stiff fine for failing to turn over personal business documents to the New York State Attorney General. New York AG Letitia James has been investigating his real estate dealings, and if the judge rules in her favor, the former president could be fined as much as $10,000 a day.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the former president's lawyers say he fully complied with New York subpoenas. Also in New York City, two people were killed in a Brooklyn house fire, including a firefighter who died when a ceiling partially collapsed. Several other firefighters were also injured. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden's plan to end a Trump-era Title 42 policy at the border next month remains under scrutiny. 47 congressional Democrats are joining Republicans wanting to keep the COVID restrictions in place. Without them, they fear an even bigger surge of migrants being allowed into the U.S. illegally.
Two Texas representatives question the lifting of the COVID-era regulation. Republican Michael McCaul speculates on the potential migration.
500,000 over the next 5 weeks. My state of Texas, we just simply can't absorb this.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says while immigration activists have the ear of the White House,
who's listening to the men and women in green and in blue? And more importantly, who's listening to the border communities?
Both men on Fox News Sunday. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is leading a delegation to the border on Monday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Elon Musk of Tesla and SpaceX fame keeps trying to buy Twitter.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting it's possible a deal soon could be reached as soon as this week as Elon Musk's folks and Twitter reps met Sunday. Musk's initial offer of $43 billion for the social media company was at first viewed as unlikely to be successful, but then he was able to show more than that amount in financing.
That's Fox's Lauren Blanchard. On Wall Street, stocks could fall again to start the week. Dow futures down about 300 points. After the Dow's nearly 1,000-point plunge Friday, markets also selling off overseas. In the NBA playoffs, Denver stays alive.
Jokic on the roll, kicks it out. Harden for three, the dagger!
The Nuggets beat Golden State 126-121 on ABC, but the Warriors still lead the series 3-1. Miami and Milwaukee won to take 3-1 leads. The Heat beat the Atlanta Hawks 110-86. The Bucks blew out the Chicago Bulls 119-95. New Orleans Pelicans got even with Phoenix, taking game 4 118-103. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.